Only way I can think of to repay you for saving my life is to make you famous. You know, the boss has okayed my doing a feature story on you for the magazine. How about that? Fame. As if it mattered to you. All you're interested in is a fish. And that's all the fish. Now, you hang around, and I'll arrange to have a square meal for you here every single day and come see you on my days off. Okay? Hey! Come back here! Hey! I should have known. You're too proud to accept a handout.
Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Sandy and Buck.
Yeah,
all right, bud, all right. Mr. Ellery, the Coast Guard said you'd be out here, and, well, we read that you were rescued by a dolphin.
They said you still had the dolphin.
I did, until about an hour ago. Fact is, I was hoping to make a pet of him. But he didn't see things that way. He swam away. What's this all about?
Well, my sons had a pet dolphin named Flipper.
Have a pet dolphin.
My sons have a pet dolphin named Flipper who disappeared from our park at Coral Key a couple days ago. And while I was hoping the dolphin had rescued
you... What did the dolphin look like that saved you?
Well, he looked like a dolphin. He was big and gray with white markings, and how do you tell one dolphin from another?
Well, we can tell Flipper anywhere.
Sorry, I can't be more helpful, son.
Well, he's obviously not here. Thank you, Mr. Ellering, for all your trouble.
Just a minute. I've been commissioned by my magazine to do a feature about a dolphin. Maybe you could tell me something about, what did you call him?
Flipper.
Yeah, why don't you come aboard and have some breakfast with me? I'd like to hear all about your fish. I mean, Flipper.
Why not? Get the line, Sandy. Bud, get the stern line. Pull it in.
About the greatest dolphin that ever lived. Sandy's the one that found him and trained him. I was too little at the time.
First time I saw him, he was hurt by a spear gun. I wanted to help him, but he was so big, and I was only about Bud size. I didn't know what to do. By the time I went home and found Dad, I was afraid he might die. Yet I couldn't get him into the boat. He must have weighed about 40 times more than I did. I decided to cut the line on the spear and see what happened. I thought maybe after I cut him loose, he'd swim away and that would be that. But he was hurt worse than I thought, so I had to tow him out. I was afraid a rope would hurt him, but fortunately, I had a net in the boat. Dolphins are usually afraid of nets, but Flipper must have sensed that I was trying to help him. He hardly uttered a sound as I tied him up. finally got him into the pen. But I was still a little scared of him.
I took a lot of courage to do that.
Believe me, I was plenty scared. Of course, I didn't know then that dolphins would never hurt people.
Is that a fact?
Well, there's never been a record of a dolphin hurting a human being.
In no time at all, we became best friends.
I taught him to tow me around, or maybe he taught me. I never was quite sure.
Trying to steal that yacht.
Now, wait a minute, Bud. Which time? You know, Flipper's been a big help to me as a park ranger, too.
What a story this'll make. I had no idea dolphins were that intelligent. Mm-hmm.
They're more intelligent than people. You remember, Sandy, the time Flipper knocked that guy out who was trying to steal the yacht. Remember?
Oh, yeah. One time we were patrolling with Dad near Emerald Key, and there was this big yacht anchored offshore.
Oh, I was just a little guy then.
Well, all of a sudden, we see these two guys, a couple of real characters, and they're trying to board her. Dad yelled at them, and they tried to get away by diving overboard. So Dad went after one, and Flipper went after the other.
The man had a knife, too, but that didn't stop Flipper.
Place him under arrest.
That's no wonder you're so worried about Flipper. He sounds like a priceless animal.
Oh, yeah, and he's a lot of fun, too. Once when we put on a show, Flipper got more laughs than anyone. We had a chimpanzee and an elephant.
A dolphin and an elephant and a chimpanzee?
Uh-huh. But we're trying to raise money to get Mr. McCoy out of jail. All the kids at the neighborhood were at the show.
I believe it. I wonder if the dolphin that saved me could possibly have been Flipper.
It sure sounds like Flipper, doesn't it, Dad?
Well, I don't know, Bud. I still can't figure out what Flipper would be doing this far from home.
If it was Flipper, Dad, he may be on his way home now.
Maybe. Well, Mr. Ellery, thank you for breakfast. So we better get going now.
Well, thank you for the story. Oh, and if you find Flipper, say thanks to him too, okay?
We will.
Bye. See ya.
Thanks for breakfast.
And good luck.
Thank you. mine. I kill you! I kill you! You break it! Hey, swim, Danny! Swim! Swim for your life! Oh, oh. Look behind you, Danny! Before it is too late! He's a very bad animal. Oh, see. Bravo, Dolphin. See, hit him. Did Luigi see anything like this? You're brave, a fella. Oh, he's a hurt. Don't you worry. Soon as we get to the shore, we take care of you. You stay with the Luigi. We take good care of you soon as we reach the shore. Come on, you. You're good, a fella. Come on, we take care of you. You got to have veterinario. He's no vet, this is out of Miami. He's a more than 100 miles. Hola. Lancia. Hola. Lancia. Senor Dolphin, gee. With that stout heart of yours and a prayer from a Danny and me, you pull it through. Gee, you bet we do. Oh, you a nice fellow. Oh, yes, you a nice fellow. Oh, we like you very much. Oh, such a nice fellow.
Thank you. Dad. He's not here.
Come on, bud. Let's go rustle up something to eat. It's been a long day. Come on.
Dad, I can't. I just can't bear not to see Flipper again.
Bud, it's a sad thing to lose a friend. I know that. But it happens to all of us sooner or later. I'm just sorry it had to happen to you so soon, that's all. But we won't give up hope. Maybe Flipper will turn up somewhere. Hmm? Come on, let's go.
Smarter than he, and we know.